It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you become an elite contestant and really feel beautiful. On Pageant Talk Radio, we understand the importance of developing real skills that translate to pageant success. We want to make sure that you have all the information you need to make this your best pageant year ever. Well, I hope you had a great weekend and are having a great week so far. But before we start the show today, we have several exciting announcements for you, and I'm just going to jump right in with them right away. I want to remind everyone that Tim, our friend at PageantCast, is having a live PageantCast podcast. That's way too many casts in that sentence. He'll be in Greensboro, North Carolina this Friday and will be doing his show live from there. He's attending the North Carolina International Pageant, and on Friday they're having a red carpet event at the Marriott downtown Greensboro, and the pageant cast will be broadcasting live for the event. To check out the live broadcast, to call in or listen live or be a part of the show, you can see the community call link on his website, www.pageantcast.com. The community link on his website is over to the left, on the left-hand side of the column, and you can click on that and get additional information. If you need more information about participating or listening to his live broadcast this Friday from the North Carolina International Pageants, just email him at pageantcast@gmail.com. Good luck, Tim. We know it's going to be a great event. I'd also like to let everyone know about a brand new pageant system, which looks really exciting. It's called the Absolute Queen, and it's open to national and international title holders. It's going to be a little different than most pageants, and the competition segments have a little bit of a twist, and this year include the Big Screen Test, Sirens of the Sun, which is swimsuit, and Mysterious Lady, which is evening gown, plus a few other segments. To check out the new pageant, just visit them at www.theabsolutequeen.com. We wish them all the best and hope to hear about all their success. I also want to remind everyone that La Casa Hermosa is inviting you to attend their annual trunk show March 6th, 7th, and 8th, featuring Sherry Hill, who is, of course, fabulous. You can meet Sherry Hill in person, and you can also bring your old gown and donate it to charity. It needs to be dry cleaned. You can bring in your old gown and receive $25 off a new 2009 prom gown. They're also going to be hosting, in conjunction with their trunk show, their All That Glitters philanthropy event, which will be March 7th from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. It will be benefiting the American Cancer Society. To get more information, to schedule your appointment for the trunk show or get more information about the All That Glitters event, just call 561-301-5523 or email them at La Casa Hermosa, that's LACASAHERMOSA, La Casa Hermosa at AOL.com. That sounds like an exciting event, and we wish them all the best. I also want to remind you to get your subscription of Four Points Magazine so you won't miss the April issue, which includes a fabulous interview with Katie Stamm, our new Miss America 2009. To get your subscription and to check out the information about the magazine, just visit their website at www.fourpointsmagazine.com so that you won't miss an issue. Well, we have an exciting show planned for you today. Joining me for today's show is Heather French Henry. I'm so excited. Of course, you know her as Miss America 2000. But she's going to be talking to us today about her fabulous new collection of pageant wear. Heather is without question an extraordinarily multi-talented young woman. I'm sure you'll be just as impressed with her new designs as I am. Then later in the show, I'll be answering your pageant coaching questions, including tips on approaching sponsors and when not to wear pantyhose during your interview. I'll answer all your questions so that you can be pageant fab at your next pageant. If you'd like to ask a question or add a comment, either during Heather's interview or later during my Q&A session, we'd love to hear from you during the show. To join the conversation and share your opinion or ask a question, you can dial us at 888 888- 888-463-6748. That's 888, go for it. We're looking forward to hearing from you on today's show. Well, today I'm talking with the amazing Heather French Henry. As Miss America 2000, Heather French Henry traveled our nation supporting American veterans. Still an active veterans advocate, Heather has also chosen to go back to her roots in fashion. And after you see her collection, you'll be just as glad as I am. With a bachelor's of science in fashion and a master's degree in design, Heather has launched an amazing line of evening wear with a little something for everyone. And you can check out her website at www.hffcollection.com. Welcome to Pageant Talk Radio, Heather.
Thank you so much. Hey, listen, there's also an easier URL to access the website at MissAmerica2000.com, which may be easier for those pageant folks to remember.
I love things that are easy, Heather. They can catch you at www.MissAmerica2000.com, which is so easy to remember because obviously that's you. Well, before we talk about your fabulous designs, which, by the way, everyone, I saw live and in person at the Miss America Trade Show, and I just can't tell you, the pictures on the website are fabulous. You should definitely go there and look at them, but they're even more beautiful in person. But before we talk about that, Heather, tell us a little bit about how you originally got involved in pageantry.
Well, you know, being from Kentucky, which I consider a pageant state, and when I mean pageant states, I mean like Oklahoma, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, I mean where you grow up around, especially county fair pageants, I think everyone has entered a little Mr. and Miss pageant at some point in their childhood, and I was no different. I was living in a small town area, Augusta and Maysville, Kentucky, and of course there was the big fair, Germantown Fair, there's a Ewing Fair, Tollsboro Fair, and they all have little Mr. Miss pageants. And so I had entered a couple of those when I was young. I did not win. In fact, the first crown that I ever got, or the first tiara, I should say, I got at a rummage sale for $3, which...
That's awesome.
Scary, because the $3 came from every time you would enter the little Miss Germantown Fair, the MC would give you a $2 bill, which are pretty rare these days. But he used to keep a whole pocket full of $2 bills, and every contestant got a $2 bill. So I had a $2 bill, and I think my mom gave me another dollar at this rummage sale to get this old, tattered, like, 50s prom tiara out of old rhinestones. It was hilarious. But I wore that forever because I could never really win a pageant. And they didn't have, in my day, they didn't have a lot of preteen divisions because that's still fairly new in the pageant arena for those ages from about 7 to 11 or 12. And so I laid off for a few years because there just wasn't anything available. And then in my hometown of Augusta, Kentucky, there came this little pageant called Little Miss Augusta Stern Reel Regatta. Like, that's a title that you want to say 50 times in a row.
Right, yeah, really.
I know, right? And it actually was a costume pageant, and there was no age limit. So you could be 2 months to 200 years old, and it really had nothing to do with the way you looked other than the costume that you had on. It had to be like a vintage Southern Belle-type costume with a hoop and, you know, all that great stuff. And so I entered it 2 days before the pageant. My mother found out that I entered it a day before the pageant, which is so funny. We had no clothes like that, nothing at all. And so my mother, in true fashion of Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind, takes some of our old curtains and makes this awesome Southern Belle dress. And we could not find a hoop skirt. I mean, we lived in a very small town, so there was nothing available like that. So my father helped fashion this hoop skirt out of copper wiring, which it wound up being so great, and I won the pageant. But what's so funny is every time I sat down in this hoop skirt, it would bend.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can imagine, this is my first pageant.
So you either had to not sit down or you had to straighten out the hoop every time.
Every time. It was so funny. But for 3 days after winning, then you have to, you know, be responsible for being at the fair, at the regatta and everything with your gown and crown on. So that was really my gateway into pageantry. And by then I was old enough to be in Junior Miss pageants. And so I did the typical Junior Miss Germantown. I won that. Then the Miss Ewing Fair, the Miss Tollsboro Fair. I will tell you, though, what's so funny is after winning Miss America, everyone still to this day makes comments that, well, you know, it's something that you won Miss America, but you never could win Miss Germantown.
Oh, really? It just eluded you, did it?
It did. It is so funny. My husband still comments on it on a daily basis, I think, just to keep me humble. That I won every other county fair around the area, but I was only runner-up twice in Miss Germantown.
Well, speaking of the junior Miss pageants, we have an email question from Heather.
Sure.
No, I'm sorry, for Heather. That's you. Sorry, I got confused. It's from Ashley for you, and she says, first of all, you're an inspiration to everyone, especially me. Thanks so much. I am soon participating in Utah's junior Miss pageant in March. What would be the greatest advice you have in regards to preparing for my state junior Miss pageant? Thanks, and have a great day. Ashley.
Well, the great thing about the Junior Miss program, although I will say that it was not available to me in my area, but now having a lot of experience dealing with contestants in it and knowing now how much it's related to, although not partnered with, the Miss America organization, it's kind of like a mini Miss America pageant, and we really agree that it upholds a lot of traditions that we feel are important at Miss America. And preparing for something like the Junior Miss system really has a lot to do with you being yourself, has a lot to do with how intelligent these young ladies are and how well poised and the confidence that they exude. I will always go back to the number one rule in any pageant, regardless if it's Junior Miss, Miss America, what have you, is that the young ladies remain themselves throughout the competition. And I know it's very hard because you know you're being judged. But I think true success comes when you feel great about who you are. And then when that happens, when you're on stage or in front of those judges, they know automatically, hey, this is a great, confident young woman. She's confident in who she is, where she wants to go, who she wants to be. And I think that that is the number one important thing to know before you go into any of these judging competitions. Then secondly, the resume or fact sheets that you present to the judges, because it's the first thing that judges see before they even meet you. And preparing those fact sheets and answering the questions intelligently, of course you have to, you know, fill in a whole life, you know, awards in like two lines. So you have to be picky and choosy about what you put in that fact sheet that really represents who you are, what you want to be, where you want to go in life. Because I think that fact sheets are just like job resumes. And if you were sending a job resume to a big corporation and that's the first thing they got to see about you, then you would want it to be very impressive. And I think that sometimes contestants fail to realize that what they present in paperwork precedes them and gives the judges a big impression of who they are before they even walk in the door. So I would concentrate on, you know, knowing and believing in who you are and that fact sheet before you present that.
Good advice. Good advice. And thanks for the question, Ashley. We wish you all the best in your pageant. Now, obviously, Heather, you didn't actually win Miss America in a gown fashioned from draperies and hoops, did you?
No, I didn't. And Sherry Hill is just one of my biggest inspirations. And what's interesting about the whole gown experience, and now as a designer, you know, you see a lot of young ladies that are always searching for the perfect gown. You know, they think it's all about the clothes. And while I loved my gown, it was just interesting how I got to choose that gown. When I won Miss Kentucky, which instantly took me 5 years of competing before I won a state title to go to Miss America, which in and of itself is a great testament to dedication and perseverance in the system.
Right.
But choosing the gown, you know, a lot of girls spend almost way too much time fretting over, oh, this is going to make me look like $1 million. You know, nothing can take away your confidence. You should be able to wear a paper sack and still exude how beautiful you are because it really shows from the inside out. And so when I won Miss Kentucky, you know, thank goodness they're an organization that really raises a lot of money to help prepare their young lady for Miss America. And so they took me to all these gown shops. I got, you know, I had a Stephen Urich gown, which is the only time in my life that I've been able to afford a Stephen Urich gown. I mean,
right.
I
still
measure it. Right. It will never, it will forever be in this special trunk in my house so that I can say, hey, once upon a time I had a Stephen Urich gown. And then I had a white velvet Sherry Hill gown, very typical pageant look for, from her. And then the very last store we went to, which was probably only a week and a half before I left for Miss America, and it was right before my official send-off party, I was at a little store down in Nashville, and I saw this blue and white ombre ruched gown. And I thought, how extraordinary. There's no beading, no rhinestones. And as a designer who, you know, was sort of born and bred in fashion outside of the pageant circles of the pageant fashion, I looked at it as, this is a great way to segue my sort of red carpet, you know, feel of fashion into a pageant dress, because Sherry had taken this wonderful silk ombre fabric and put it into a very body-flattering gown without making it look so pageant. And when I saw that gown, I knew it was for me. So I put it on. I felt like $1 million. And that's exactly what every girl needs to feel, whether it's a gown from Value City to, you know, Valentino. If you don't feel like $1 million, then forget it. You know, you have to be able to feel like $1 million in it. And I did.
Well, that's your tagline, isn't it? It's all about feeling beautiful.
It is all about feeling beautiful. And I say that with such earnest, because I want girls to know that sometimes it doesn't take a $3,000 gown to help you exude what you want the judges to see. And so the Sherry Hill gown, it actually had been a sample of hers. And what was so funny is my hairdresser was with me that day, kind of in my entourage of people who were helping me pick things out. And the Miss Kentucky people said, oh, my gosh, we've already gotten a couple of gowns. I don't know if we can, you know, afford another gown. And so my hairdresser, Mickey Hobbs, says, well, she has to have it because that's her evening gown. And so he bought it for me.
Oh, my God, that's the kind of hairdresser I want.
Yeah, right? But, you know, what's funny is it was the cheapest, you know, money-wise, of all the gowns that I had.
Really?
And when I chose that, you know, everybody was like, oh, my gosh, you've got, like, this $3,000 gown, and you've got this, you know, $600 gown, because it had been a sample that the store owner had bought at a sample sale from Sherry. And
oh, you're kidding. So it wasn't even, it was just a sample.
Yeah, exactly. And so, thank God, my hairdresser bought it for me, because, obviously, it, you know, it didn't make me Miss America, but it helped, once again, to just push me one more step further for showing my true self at Miss America. And obviously it became such a rage that even Sherry said, you know, after you won in that, I was able to put that in my collection.
You know, and that was a beautiful gown. I think it was very iconic. I think it really set a tone, that the direction that pageant gowns took. What did you think of the gowns at this year's Miss America?
You know, as far as the whole group of all the contestants, it was one of my favorite years, because you saw a lot of diversity.
There really was a huge amount of diversity.
There was, and that's what I like to see. And it's one of the reasons why I love watching, and I'm sure the Miss America people will go, oh, I can't believe you watch Miss Universe. But every year I love watching Miss Universe, because you have all of these different countries that all have their own idea of what beauty is. And when you see the gowns, you get to see such a different version just of you know, what beauty is. And so, you know, watching Miss America this year was almost to me like watching a Miss Universe pageant from the fashion standpoint, because I could really tell that most of these girls put their own two cents worth in about what they wanted to present at Miss America. And that's what I want more pageant girls to be confident in, is their own voice, because nobody else gets to stand up there on stage with you. It's only you.
And right. I think that's such good advice.
Add,
it really is only you. And you
right.
do want to look.
If you add your two cents worth in, then who knows, you'll be walking on stage in something you don't feel comfortable in. And who wants to do that? You only get one shot at a national title.
That's true. You do only get one shot. Well, it's already time for a short break. We're talking with Heather French Henry about what is a fabulous way to appear in an evening gown. And although she was very, very successful in her mom's curtains and copper wire hoop, we're actually going to talk about something different when we come back from the break. We're going to talk about her fabulous new collection and her design vision behind that. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back right here with Heather on Pageant Talk Radio. Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus 2 secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.